If you know me, that I'm not very patriotic, either to the United States or to the country where I was born, Mexico. I just never really saw the need to be patriotic, to go crazy whenever one country or the other did something that was amazing. Sure, I cheer on the Mexican national team whenever they play soccer, but that is more a function of tradition than anything else. It's like cheering on the Green Bay Packers or the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just, that's the team where I grew up and that's the team that I support. And I often find it troubling whenever people tie in patriotism to sports, like we see in the Olympics or in other big events around the world. It's just not something that I really like to see because it pits us against each other in a very tribal way that has been so amplified in the last few years. It's me and my brother against everyone else, me and my cousins and my brothers against the next family. It's just a mess. It's a mess. But I do have to say that I am very happy that I get to live in a part of the world where I am free to express my opinions, where I can badmouth the president if I choose to, and where I can not have many legal consequences of doing so. The other night we went to a hockey game, and before the game started, they brought out this gigantic American flag and everybody sang the national anthem, and I stood there and sang it along. In fact, my wife shushed me a little bit because the kids who were singing the national anthem from a choir, they were doing such a good job that maybe she didn't want to hear me sing it. But I know both the national anthem of Mexico and the one of the U.S., and I sing it proudly whenever I go to these events. And I do put my hand on my chest in both occasions. And I do salute the flag, and I know the Pledge of Allegiance to both flags, which is weird as well. Because I really do appreciate the freedoms that I'm given by virtue of living in this part of the world and not some other part of the world where people can say what they want to say. This struck me hard recently as a Russian opposition member died in a penal colony somewhere in Siberia. And it just, he was not much older than I am, and he died because he opposed the government that was oppressing the people. And he dared to say things about the now dictator who is running things in Russia. And so he said some things and he was sent away. And that would probably never happen here, I would like to think. Maybe in some weird way, somebody would find something if I was loudmouth enough to catch the attention of the people at the top. But you see this happening all the time in the US where people are free to say stupid thing after stupid thing about the government, about public health, about all sorts of things. They can lie to get your money, and usually it's not the lying, it's more the defrauding that gets them in trouble. So I am very happy to be here, and I am not in any way anti-America, anti-democracy, because I don't want to be too patriotic. I don't fly a flag outside the house. I don't have any like American flags on my car or anything like that. I don't have any Mexican flags either. I just don't like to take it over the top, especially when I am very cognizant of the fact that the U.S. is not the best country in the world. I don't know if there really is a best country. Every country has something to offer. But people, I guess, want to fight for a reason, and they often accuse me of not being patriotic enough because I don't have flags all over the car or the house, or because I don't want to, you know, stop and not work on days when we celebrate things like President's Day or Memorial Day, etc. And there's a lot of people in my circles who either served in the military or have friends and family who served in the military, and they get all weirded out whenever I don't find anything special about people who've served in the military. Yes, they did sacrifice. Some of them, many of them actually, died. And that is something that is admirable. But I just don't find the need to bend over backwards for people who served in the military voluntarily, and then now they want to be treated in a special way over other people. Again, you're in a country where that it has been all about equality. So why should you be treated any better because you served than people who are not able or could not or would not serve? But that's just me. That's just me talking into the ether today. And it's President's Day. It's a cold February day. And I just had some thoughts about patriotism. And I thank you for listening to me, and I'll talk to you next time.